Yirmiyah Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Nun Aleph, Le'ilun Ishmas B'tzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So the last thing that we heard, Zichru Es Hashem, Yerushalayim Tala Alavavchem, Imeshkalchech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. Always remember Jerusalem. Boshnu Ki Shamanu Cherpa. We are ashamed, say the Jewish refugees in all the lands where they have been scattered. We are full of remorse after these years of exile because we have been humiliated. Our faces have been covered in disgrace. It's hard to be a survivor. Survivor's guilt is a real thing. Because the strangers, the foreigners, have come into the mikdash of the house of God. Think about Tisha B'Av and everything that we remember about Titus HaRasha and what he did in the Kodesh Kodeshim. This is it right here. That's Yirmiyah speaking to a generation 500 years away. That's Yirmiyah speaking to us generations thousands of years away. As the Muslims in the most holy site that we have, kneel and pray. And it's not about Azara, the Rambam said. But still, it's Zarim in the Kodesh Kodeshim. Every time that they go in, every time that we have to stand outside and watch, this is a misery. This is an embarrassment. All the insults, says Rabbi Breuer, dealt to the sanctuaries of God, sanctuaries which we ignored for so long, make us realize once again how foolish and blind we have been. The awareness makes us blush with shame. We're finally going to come back to our homeland, but did we treat the sanctuaries with the proper respect and kedusha? Don't talk during davening. Sorry. It's like that whole campaign. If you really believe that a shul is a mikdash ma'at, we owe it better than we give it. Rabbi Ari Ben Sasson, who's wonderful, he's in L.A. now, but he used to be here on the East Coast, and gives shiurim to young Sephardim, and is mesorer them. I heard a shiur that he gave on tefillah in the 3 weeks. And he says, you get a couple of minutes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the first thing you say is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. I don't even know how to talk. You please talk for me. He wants nothing more than for us to be close to him. And what do? We mumble out a quick Shmona Esrei? That's not worthy of it. Behold, the great days are coming. Ufakarati al psileha. And I will punish all of her idols. And in all of her land, the wounded will groan. The same lands, the Me'am Loe says, where Yisrael is mocked, the groans of the ruin of the wounded will be heard. And this is compensation because the Gentiles have humiliated us so much. Imagine if in the UN building it was just the groans of the wounded instead of the condemnations of the Jewish people that are constant and unending. Even if Babylon would rise to the heavens, and even if she would fortify herself with great strength, with mightiness, the plunderers are coming from me. I am sending them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The battering ram is going to end up battered. Even if by natural means it seems like those who would torture and kill the Jews are going to get off scot-free, they never will. A miraculous or unexpected or seeming coincidental punishment is going to come anyway. A sound of crying is heard from Babylon. The fall of Rome came hundreds of years after the Churban, 400 years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Goths plundered and sacked Rome, and the cries came from everywhere. But what is time to God? God is not limited by the human lifespan. Eventually, he got his vengeance upon her idols, same way he did with Babel. B'shever gadol me'eretz kastim. Great destruction, great breaking from the land of the custom of the Chaldeans. In Perek Memches, there was a sound being heard from Choronaim in Moab when Babel attacked Moab. Now there's a sound being heard from Babel with the attack of the Persians and the Medes. Nunhei, ki shodei d'Hashem es Babel, v'ibad mimena kol gadol. Hashem is the one plundering Babylon. The collapse of Babylon is not through natural means of empires rise and empires fall, as King George III says in Hamilton. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the eternal. V'ibad mimena kol gadol. And she has lost her great voice, Babel. Babel was so loud-mouthed. Babel was a heavily populated city. The noise was very great, say Radak Mitzudas David, but the city is depopulated now. So all that's yelling and saber-rattling. Think about the oversized voice of those who hate the Jewish people today, amplified by microphones and interviews and cameras. But guess what? Sooner or later, ibad mimena kol gadol. V'hamu galehem kemayim rabim. Her waves roar like many waters. Nitan sha'on kolam. And the stirring of their voice was uttered. So the sound of their cry is heard, says Rashi. So this is the cry of Babel when she's attacked. And so as David says, that it's that all the noise of the people who fill up the cities are going to be terminated. And the attacking armies are like waves of water that never stop, and they roar as they come. And the stirring of their voice, of the army's voice against the Babylonians, is going to be loud. And they're going to be unable to stifle it.